how you can save $1,000 or more on medical tests. We all struggle with medical care costs, and I can show you how I found a way to save a tremendous amount of money on routine tests. I struggle with gout. It's a terrible disease that tends to attack toes, resulting in swelling and agonizing pain. I take one pill every day that helps diminish the chances of outbreaks, and have had to learn to minimize my love affair with peanut butter. My mother had the same problem, and there appears to be a genetic predisposition to the illness. The true culprit is more likely the blood pressure meds I take than the peanut butter, but eliminating those meds isn't a good plan. At one point, my blood pressure exceeded 230 over 120, mostly as an adverse reaction to another med I was taking. Attacks of gout are caused by buildups of uric acid in the blood. The pill I take each day is supposed to help keep the level of uric acid at a minimum, and my doctor had to steadily increase the grams in the pills until the med was effective enough. I still have minor problems from time to time, although now it tends to attack the small toes on my right foot instead of the large toes on my left foot. To make sure my uric acid levels are under control, a simple blood test is necessary. Since I'm also getting up in years, the nurse practitioner I see periodically also wants to check a ton of other levels in my blood. As long as they don't want more than one vial of my blood, I can usually survive a blood test once a year or so, provided I can lie down while they draw the blood. And then, a few years ago, I got a surprise from my insurance company. In the past, the blood test was always covered as a part of a doctor visit. But for reasons the stonewall at the insurance company could never make clear, suddenly, the blood test was no longer treated as part of the doctor visit, even though the blood was drawn in their office. It apparently was also not wellness care, because shortly after the test was done, I received a bill for nearly $1,000. Nobody gave me any reason to expect a bill, and I was left with little choice but to pay up. Sure, I got to pay it off interest-free over the next year, but I still had to come up with the money for a test that I didn't expect to pay for. Can you imagine shopping at the grocery store and getting home and getting a bill for an extra $100 to cover the labor of restocking the shelves with the items you bought? That's what this bill felt like, a complete, unexpected smack right between the eyes. The next time my doctor gave me a script to get the blood tests, I politely declined. The doctor was surprised and apologized for the expense the year before. There was no way she could have known how the insurance company would deal with the test either, but she understood my reticence to spend that kind of money again. So she gave me an alternative. Community Hospital in Anderson is one of two major hospitals. It's a sprawling complex with numerous outbuildings full of specialists of all sorts. It turns out that behind the complex is an unmarked building that runs special tests for visitors, not patients. The paperwork I have for it shows the treatments as still being part of the community hospital. There is a single sheet of prices under the heading Wellness for You that lists prices that are very, very different from the prices charged by either my doctor's office or in the hospital proper. Instead of costing $1,000, a CBC or complete blood count is a mere $20. Other bargains include glucose testing for diabetes for only $10, a test that Bevy needs from time to time since she's developed type 2 diabetes. How can they charge so much less? Perhaps the answer is the statements you have to initial on the form. Here are a few of the more relevant statements. I understand that the results are to be mailed to me within 5 working days. I understand that if I want a copy of these results to go to my doctor, I am responsible for giving him or her a copy. I understand that I cannot bill my insurance for this testing, and I will not receive a bill for this service, only a receipt for payment. Add in the stipulation that they only accept cash, no checks or credit cards, and the way they keep costs down becomes clear. The tests are performed outside of the doctor and insurance spheres that make up our current healthcare system. No reporting, no billing, just simple transaction of cash for service. Is there a similar hidden building for x-rays and MRIs? Probably, but I haven't needed those recently, so that probably bears looking into. Probably should look into that before I need them.